Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back for 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Moscovides, tmg-emedia.com is his website. Cybersecurity Program Development for Business is his book. Chris, thanks again for being here. Just to wrap up what we were just saying a minute ago about, I'm trying to remember the organization, but it's a global entity that helps countries determine their economic critical mass. It helps them develop their GDP number. And these countries, this organization is looking at countries that are, I guess you could call them third world countries. They're kind of between first and third world. They're not completely first world companies. Maybe we'll call them second world countries. And a lot
developing world.
There you go. That's a way to say it. A lot of their economy is black market economy, including cyber crime, including human trafficking. And this entity, this global entity, wants to allow those countries to include that business, the money they steal from you in ransomware, as part of their economy. Chris, all that's going to do is legitimize that, and before long, it'll be a regular business like anything else. Your neighbor will say, what am I going to steal from that my neighbor tomorrow? It'll be like any other kind of business. We can't have that. What do you think?
I think that it is crazy, like as you suggest. I think that it is completely crazy. GDP is calculated in a very specific way, and we have always known that there's countries all over the world that have, a black market economy, and to some degree, some of this economy represents illegal activity. Now to turn around and saying, well, we're going to include prostitution and hacking and revenue from illicit activities to be part of GDP is a little bit crazy, and at a minimum, it's tone deaf. Because, like you say, it legitimizes something that is clearly illegal and harmful to the whole planet, for that matter. So
I think this comes back to what you were saying earlier.
Academic nonsense.
That's exactly right. It's academic nonsense, but it's worse than that. It's almost like it's anti-American. I'm taking it as an American. I'm taking it as an insult, an assault on me and my values. And Chris, the thing is. We were talking earlier. The reason this is so important to our conversation about cybersecurity is how if America is being attacked, and you and I have talked about this. We're in World War III with cybersecurity. This is the equivalent of World War III. If we're in this war, and we got this other, I'm going to call them part of the Axis of Evil, this other entity out there that's supposed to be legitimate, helping other people legitimize their crimes on us, they become part of that. That entity becomes part of our enemy, doesn't it?
Well, I think that we are taking this possibly a little too far. Having some research institution be tone deaf and suggest that we should include this in GDP calculations is nothing more than their attempt to try to make sense of where the money is from. Because some country is reporting, a GDP of 1,000, and in reality, you look at the banking system, and clearly the GDP is at 3,000. Right. Somebody says, "Well, look, I got to count for this." It doesn't mean that I approve it, but certainly this is happening. And it's an attempt for them to make sense of what the money is. There are a lot of countries in Europe, very, very Western countries in Europe, after the Second World War, had a black market economy because the place was destroyed.
But that was to feed people. That black market was milk and bread.
Yes, it was milk and bread. But don't forget that there's a lot of countries in Europe where prostitution is legal. And that certainly counted in the GDP. So it's a complicated picture. I think our focus should be on the illegal activity itself. That's the affront. That is the insult. The insult is that you are in the Philippines, you are in North Korea, or you are in some exciting, you know, developing world paradise, and with your server, you're shutting down my hospital in the middle of a pandemic. That's outrageous. That's an attack on all of us and on what it is we stand, and that's the thing that should not stand. How you count your dollars and cents, I couldn't care less. At the end of the day, what I care about is making sure that my country is safe and making sure that you know where the boundaries is. And we have allowed the boundaries to be flexible in cybersecurity for too long. Why? Because we want to play in the same field. We want to be the naughty boys in this as well. So
we
that's why we're not allowing international treaties and this, that, the other. Exactly.
We can't play both sides of the line. We can't play offense and defense at the same time. Not really, can we?
That's exactly right. And we have been doing that. I mean, don't forget, we are the ones, we and the Israelis created Stuxnet, which was the first weaponized virus, and we used it against the Iranian nuclear stockpile. So, it's, you know, it cuts both ways. You have to make sure that when we're saying, okay, we're not going to do this crap anymore, we need to be able to have international frameworks that hold everybody accountable. It can't be that we are better than everybody else.
Is there such a thing in place? Is there a global organization that could do this? Could ICANN do this? Could ICANN be the Congress that could do this?
Well, there is no worldwide organization that has the authority. The only authority that is bestowed internationally is through treaties and alliances.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it was nice and strong, the communication from NATO was very clear, right? Attack on any member state is an attack on us all.
That was ordnance. That wasn't digits.
That's exactly, yeah, but it can also be cyber.
Yeah, that's right.
You
that's
can
right.
also extend the same kind of thinking in cyber and say,
I don't think we're as good with cyber as we were with bombs. Hey, Chris, hold on to that thought. I'm going to come back and I'm going to get Chris to talk to us about what he thinks the post-pandemic technological landscape will look like. After the break, Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.